What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 3 of Pillows and Beer. I'm here with my co-host, Austin Kroll. What's up, Austin?
What's up, buddy? And what is up, everybody? I wanted to jump on here, and I think that Craig did too, to kind of give an appreciation shout out to all of you, right?
Yeah, let's start off right from the bat. We went to number 18 this week, which is incredible to even make the top 100, and we owe it all to y'all.
I mean, honestly, all of the feedback that we've gotten has been so, so fun. It's so fun to hear what y'all think and to hear you know, relating to things that we talk about, right?
We read most of the messages and a lot more of the reviews than you'd think, and we actually do take them to heart. I know I have some things to work on, and Austin has his things.
Right. And one of the things is what I just almost did right there is that when we were so used to lives, right? And like in lives was just chaos. And Craig and I were just like yelling back and forth and this and that, you know, and the podcast is more of a controlled chaos. So to like sit back and let Craig talk more, and Craig, I will personally work on that. And all of you out there, I want you to know that as well.
And I have all the confidence in the world with you, buddy. And you're already doing 10 times better. But no, I mean, we're going to keep getting better and better. It's only episode 3. We talked to our great friend Stassi this week about, you know, any advice and pointers. She's been doing it for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. We've talked to some other people. So with that, just to prove that we're not going anywhere, our kegerator has arrived, hasn't it, Austin?
I'm very impressed. I've kind of been making fun of Craig, not like, you know, making fun, but like, I was like, all right, Craig has all these aspirations and all these things, and let's see. But the kegerator showed up today, and there is a keg of my beer here that we will eventually tap.
Well, in classic Craig fashion, I thought the kegerator would just show up being built and ready to tap like in college and Austin's beer would come out. But it's a little bit more like an IKEA project. I mean, how many pieces are on this table, Austin?
There's a lot of bells and whistles to this. And I'd like to think that being the resident, you know, beer guy, that it's just like kind of easy to figure it out, but it isn't. So
we're gonna keep getting toys for our podcast room. Apparently a lot of them have to do with alcohol. And we want you guys at home to keep engaging with us. So we're going to post our email address on our Instagram right after this episode is released. And you can send us messages on there. Continue to DM us. We'll continue to do DMs of the week. And that's kind of it, Austin. I think we're overwhelmed, but with the support.
I know.
We really enjoy doing this.
Yep, that's pretty much it. Just really, really happy that people appreciate what we're doing and, you know, just kind of having fun with us. So keep on interacting with us as much as you possibly can, and we will do our best to bring up all these topics.
All right, with that said, I guess we're moving on to the naughty and nice of the week, Austin.
We decided to do that now, like at the beginning of the episodes.
Well,
now.
Yeah, we got to get the wine poured, and we've got our beers, which are still in cans since the draft beer won't be done until tomorrow. But I kind of have a special day coming up. There's a special event happening today.
That's right, guys. It is Craig Conover's 33rd birthday. He does not look a day over 32.
How old are you, Austin?
I'm 33. I'm June, and you're February.
That's right.
So you're, you know, seven months younger than me.
Oh yeah. I'm the baby, I guess.
That's it.
But, you know, we got to figure out who's going to drink this Hall wine out of the naughty and nice this week. I was kind of bad. Natalie was incredible for my birthday weekend. She had so many things planned, and she has been planning them for weeks and putting together special messages from all my friends and family, which I haven't seen yet, but I think I know that it's happening. But we're waiting until the podcast we're filming today, the 8th, this will release tomorrow morning. I think I'll get to see the videos. But I got a little too intoxicated and was just kind of a wild man. And I could have been more appreciative. It wasn't too bad. And I'm going to take her to an oyster dinner tonight. But
wait, so you're saying that you weren't appreciative of?
No, I was. I just could have been a little. I mean, I've been a sweetheart for a while, but sometimes I'm just a grump, you know. And one of the nights that she was looking forward to, I think I was just a little grumpy afterwards. It wasn't too bad, but that was as bad as it got for me. So I don't know if that qualifies as naughty, but
I can attest to that. You can be a grump, but you know what? We all can, We all can. Okay. I think that I might get the naughty because I literally went out or was drinking and doing my, like, on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and of course, Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, I woke up on Sunday at 1 o'clock, Craig.
Yeah.
1 o'clock.
That's pretty naughty.
I have not woken up at 1 o'clock since I was in high school. My anxiety will not let me sleep past, you know, 8 or 9.
Well, as everyone knows listening, I used to wake up pretty late in the afternoon, so I get how that is. But I did, I went and had crab legs on Wednesday at Red's. So I kind of started my birthday celebration early.
Do you remember when we all did that? Like, we all did that like 2 days prior to quarantine, you know, coming into effect. And that was like one of the very last meals that we ate with Catherine.
I do. The picture's on our Instagram. Yeah, it is. And the police came and handed gloves out to the bartenders.
Really?
Yeah. It was like the first thing where no one really knew what was going on.
I don't remember that.
So yeah, I will take the nice glass for my birthday this week.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Craig. And Austin will get the naughty. That's okay. The naughtiest thing you did. Did you have any slip ups, texting, phone calls?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I was naughtier than.
All right. Austin, get the naughty glass.
I get the naughty glass.
Damn. But I will use the nice glass to celebrate. And then as a sneak preview for next week, me and Austin will be recording the podcast from our local Outback Steakhouse next week.
No, I think it's Austin and I, because if you take out Austin, then you say I will be at Outback, not me will be at Outback.
Grammar lessons on here wouldn't be great. Well, tell them about it, Austin, because you kind of set this up, and yeah. I'm pumped about it.
Yeah, so this kind of goes back to what I was saying in the intro. So happy to hear so many people that I've, you know, reached out and responded to our kind of, you know, spontaneous conversation about Outback. And lots of people have reached out and been like, I love Outback, and I would go to Outback with you any day of the week. And so I was like, Craig, how much fun would it be if we went to Outback? So we reached out to them, and they're going to set us up in a corner, and we're going to have dinner together on Wednesday night and record our next episode.
And we're not sure if we can confirm our special guest yet, but you will love her very much. Also, I'm going to take the nice glass because I got in touch with Uplift Charleston this week. It's been very cold in Charleston, and I've always had a pretty big soft spot, not that everyone doesn't, for the homeless. And the majority of the homeless in Charleston are actual veterans. And so we are donating as many sleeping bags as we can to them. So if you want to get, if you want to join those efforts for this, you know, cold month of February, another contact Uplift Charleston or contact us. So yeah, that's our nice cheers of the.
I feel like I know that guy because he reached out to me at one point and I definitely reached back out to him. Anyways, yeah. Craig, I willingly give you the nice glass on your birthday.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Cheers to that. All right, listeners, how did you feel about the Super Bowl? Austin, you know a little bit more about this than I do. So,
guys, I don't think that it surprises any of you that Craig was probably more interested in the Puppy Bowl. I had a lot of bets going. In fact, Shep and I went in not that much money, but like, you know, $500, and we went in hard on the Chiefs. A lot of people are saying that the game was a bust. It was very, very boring, in my opinion. And I know that there are other things to, you know, break down than just the actual football game, but I feel like y'all should know that I lost about $1,000 yesterday.
Did you pay that out already?
I have already paid that out, and Shep, I'm waiting for his Venmo.
I need to know if there were any interceptions thrown by Tom Brady after the one that got called back, because that's the only bet that I was a part of.
I don't think Tom threw one. I don't know.
He threw one, but it was called back, and it was at 0.5 was the over under on interceptions thrown, and Reese had that. So
he got away. Look, the better team won. They played, you know, fantastically. You know, Mahomes is running for his freaking life. Also, I did a $50 coin toss bet with Shep, and I lost that immediately too.
I literally lost
everything yesterday.
The national anthem went over, which I thought was going to happen. I honestly, I didn't have a dog in the fight.
Hold on. You have to tell people what that means, I think.
Okay. So there's a big bet every year along with the coin toss is if the national anthem is going to last longer than 2 minutes or not last longer than 2 minutes. And this year it was a duet. There was a girl and a boy. And it went on for like 2 minutes and 9 seconds. So anyone that had the over on the national anthem's time won some money.
But so you can bet on anything, people.
Yes. I that's pretty much all of the game I watched. I went inside. I was watching it somewhere. And, you know, I was rooting for my friends. But then around halftime,
who are your friends?
Just like the people I was sitting with.
Oh,
oh no, I didn't.
I was like, who do you know on the Super Bowl rosters?
So I actually went home with Natalie and we turned on the Puppy Bowl. And man, I got to tell you, that stayed on until the Puppy Bowl was over.
Okay. What do they win at the Puppy Bowl?
So I will tell you all about the Puppy Bowl. Team Ruff defeated Team Fluff, Austin. Final score is 73-69. And the Team Ruff's captain got the Chewy Lombarki trophy. But man, they were, if you are trying to prevent yourself from getting a dog, do not watch the Puppy Bowl.
I feel like, you know, Billy Madison. I'm like, everyone in the room is now dumber for hearing what you just said.
Oh, it was amazing. They had, if I can be a part of the Puppy Bowl next year for all of the dogs are fostered beforehand, it would be great. So anyway, I didn't really get to see that. And I did have some awesome food.
Okay. From,
there's an amazing food truck that I went to.
It's called Pub Fair.
It was Eric Gusson's brother. Oh. And I will post the details on our Instagram. Anyway, I had a broccoli and cheddar soup grilled cheese where the broccoli and cheddar soup was poured on the grilled cheese with tomato slices.
And something that y'all need to know about Craig is that he is a soup fanatic. I mean, this man, we go to restaurants and immediately he's like, what soup do you have?
That is always
a thing.
I eat soup pretty much every day.
I know you do.
I brought home two quarts of soup.
Looking at it on your counter, you have like three different kinds of soups. Craig, the soup guy.
From Square Onion. So if you're ever in Charleston, Square Onion is my favorite lunch spot.
Okay, so something that should be talked about, right? Because I feel like people that are listening to us definitely care about the halftime show.
Yeah, how was it? I didn't even see it.
It was, you know, frantic. It was like, you know, frenetic. He was all over the place. Of course, there are already a million memes going on about it today, where he's like, you know, trapped in like a glass house kind of thing, and it's like, you know, every meme that you can think of. I don't know. I thought it was good. But what I heard was that he spent $7 million of his own money to make sure that it all happened in the exact manner that he wanted it to happen in. And I'm like, you spent $7 million? And then I was like, okay, well, how much did you get paid? Zero. I don't think you get paid to do the halftime show.
You don't. It's like, it's more of like,
it's all clout.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, it's a huge, huge deal.
Which is, I'm okay with that. And I think most people have been okay with it. I forget who it was, but someone turned down the Super Bowl last year or the year before because they weren't getting paid. But they're like, hey, you get to perform at the Super Bowl. I will say that,
with, you know, 30 million eyeballs on you. Actually, I don't know what the numbers are, but I just have to guess it's a huge.
He kind of weirds me out. And I don't know if that's a popular opinion, but I saw like the prosthetic thing he did with his face.
But that was all a gimmick.
I know it was a gimmick. And I kind of saw. So I saw the halftime show, but didn't listen, but it was on the TV. So I saw the mirrors and stuff. I mean, I'm not going to bust on, like, it's amazing that you performed. I don't know. I just didn't have any interest in watching a single act either. I like when there's more than one person too.
Well, to me, it was interesting because I was like, okay, so knowing that he spent all of this money of his own money to have it in the exact manner that he wanted it to happen in, I was like, okay, so this is how he, like, you know, dreamt it up. Like, everything went off the way that he wanted it to. It wasn't like a choreographer or like this. And I just kind of found it interesting that he had like 300 extras, or, you know, it looked like, you know, 300 extras. I don't know how many that it was. And they were all wearing, you know, those masks. It was a lot. Well, it was a lot, but that's what you have to do these days, I guess.
Hats off and congrats to The Weeknd for performing. Yeah, but sure. I mean, yeah, it was kind of weird. Now, Austin, did you miss the bars this year for watching the Super Bowl, or would you prefer to watch in a house?
I definitely prefer a Super Bowl party to happen at a house. I think you can cook your own food. Everyone kind of brings like a potluck sort of thing, which is what we had yesterday. And it was just like, my buddy Chase was smoking up wings and he made like three different kinds of flavors. And he was just like a grill master out there. There was a lot of different food groups happening. Shep and Taylor came by for the first half.
Nice.
And like I said, we promptly lost money. great.
I will say the worst part of Sunday for me was that there wasn't a new episode of 90 Day Fiance on. And that's all I was looking forward to all weekend and all week, other than my birthday, because Natalie did such an awesome job. But 90 Day Fiance, we always watch on Sunday nights together, and there was no episode.
Okay. So 90 Day Fiance,
you know, one of your favorites.
You watch?
No. I mean, yes and no. No.
I feel
no.
like
Let's
I've
said no.
I feel like I've made some friends watch it with me before, and they're like, this is the most absurd thing ever. And well, they usually get hooked.
It is. And people do get hooked. And I totally get that. I totally get that. And you've been trying to get me to do it for ages. I'm watching WandaVision right now, and I have no idea what is going on. It is like a Marvel, you know, universe extension on Disney Plus, and it is like a combination of like I Love Lucy and some Marvel, you know, kick ass stuff, and I don't really know what's going on, but I can't stop watching. It comes out on Fridays,
then I'm like, does it have the does it have the like characters from the movies?
Yeah. It's like, you know, Wanda, who's you know Ashley Olsen, you know, so the twins, you know, older sister.
I didn't know she was still doing stuff.
She, right?
That's amazing.
No, I didn't either until the Marvel movies came out. She's like a telepath, right? Okay. And then she's married to this guy, you know, Vision, who's a robot. I mean, I could nerd out on this stuff, but he's like a robot with like human emotions, but not really. Like, I don't know. And I don't know what's going on. It's wild. So,
well, I will say, I kind of want you to watch next week's episode of 90 Day, because this season is a little more down, which is kind of depressing. It's actually stressful to watch this season of 90 Day Fiance, because everyone's kind of arguing a lot and it's awkward. And these parents aren't letting the kid who's 27 sleep in the same room with his fiance. And like, he doesn't have the balls to leave the farm. It's just kind of like, it's almost anxious
to leave the farm. Yeah. So where are they?
They're on a farm in the middle of the country somewhere.
Like in Iowa?
Yeah, and they're making them stay on the farm. I don't know. It's you just have to watch it. Well, but it's kind of like anxiety driving. And so there's been better seasons. I kind of like there's some crazy Russians that have been on before, which are hilarious.
I mean, if you think about it, for a show that's been going on as long as this has been going on for, like, they definitely find some like sad cases. And then they're like, these people would be so good.
And there's always an extra, like, you feel bad for this older lady this season, 'cause she's dating a very young Dominican guy, and you're like, oh, he's probably taking advantage of her. And so they finally like get together, and she finally
like,
gets,
and she was like, let's have like a quickie, and he was like,
yeah, but because then she had to tell him that she slept with his cousin the last time she was there.
She slept with his cousin.
Yes. Yeah, so
so it was her fucking around. Yeah, not him.
Exactly. So you think it's gonna be him fucking around, and it wasn't. And so then when she realized that he wasn't, she's like, well, you know what happened last time I was here, and I had to kick you out of the hotel room because I thought you wanted to go to Mexico with another girl. She's like, your cousin Tony came over and we slept together.
Oh man.
And he was like, I already know that.
Oh, he did? But he's like, I already know, and I don't care.
These producers, I don't know how they find these people, but it's incredible. And there's always another like element to their story. So that's definitely my favorite show on right now. I also started watching Resident Alien today, which is phenomenal. So weird.
Okay.
My first sci-fi show. It's about an alien that crashes on Earth and has to like kind of fit in.
Okay. So another thing. I just love telling people, like, you know, little tidbits about you, Craig. Craig is a big like network TV guy. Like, he has his shows, like, what's that show on USA about, like, you know, Costco?
Superstore.
Yes, Superstore. Craig has his shows like that you know he watches every week, and it cracks me up. And I didn't learn about that until he kind of like, you know, lived with me, you know, this past year, and he was like, my shows are on. I need, like, you know,
I gotta
catch up on these, like, you know, three shows. I'm like, oh my God, you actually watch this?
I have Blacklist. SEAL Team's my favorite probably right now, but I'm a big scripted television guy, I do watch some unscripted. What's another?
Reality. I can't watch reality. It gives me anxiety through the max.
That is true. Or
to the roof.
That is true.
And through, I think the roof and to the max.
I think that's kind of why I like scripted TV, because I don't know. It's an escape. So you don't watch any scripted television?
I do. I just told you about
WandaVision. But what else?
Oh, there are so many. The problem is that I like fly through them.
Or do you watch?
And like, I hate that. I hate that I do that. I literally will find it and I'm like, I'm obsessed. Okay. I'm watching Sabrina right now. I'm on part three.
So are these all like Netflix and Amazon Prime shows?
Netflix, yeah. It's not like, you know, USA shows or like, you know, it's not like, you know, Burn Notice.
White Collar was great.
No. Oh, man.
So that's, I mean,
I used to watch Suits. I feel like you would love that show because it's about like a lawyer. He's kind of like a savant.
Suits was great. Everyone has its time though. Yeah. And then the stories start to repeat itself.
And obviously, oh yeah. And I forgot
Scandal.
Meghan Markle was in that. And Craig, would you marry into the royal family knowing that your life would just change and just be over completely? Like her life is like, it seems like it's terrible. It just seems like it's terrible.
It's not something that I envision for myself or desire. I mean, you know, if you randomly fell in love with a royal, then you would do it. I think they're handling it the best they can, but no, like that's, I mean, anyone that thinks that that's what they want is incorrect.
I mean, you know, she probably was like, it's every girl's dream. You know, she's like, oh, I caught the eye of a royal and I'm in love. And all her friends are like, yes, girl. Amazing. And then she's like, wait, This sucks.
Yeah. I was on a pretty successful television show in the States, but I could still enjoy my like freedom in New York.
Yeah.
And now I can't. I will say that I have zero interest in the royal family. Not to be mean. I just don't.
I also have zero interest in the royal family. I have watched The Crown a little bit. I kind of got a little bit into Princess Diana, but no, I have zero interest in them at all. But I just kind of thought that it was funny because I said that I like Suits. I forgot that Meghan Markle was on it.
I respect the people. I'm not trying to bash on them, but when I think it's the biggest turnoff in the world when they were getting married and they had, you know, when they were dating and their wedding was planned. If I heard a girl say that she was excited to watch someone else's wedding on TV, I would just turn away and walk the other way.
I know. And there were like prop bets happening for the royal wedding, you know, and I remember that, like, you know, Rod and Tyler were like, we're going to watch, you know, the royal. I was like, oh my God. And they're like, we're waking up at 4 a.m. to watch the royal wedding. I was like, I hate you.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm sure that a lot of people that are listening right now are probably like, I watched the royal wedding. I'm sure that they did.
And that's fine.
And I should not say I hate you. What I meant is that it's not my
I don't enjoy watching the weddings that I'm at in person. I mean, I don't enjoy watching the ones that I'm at in person.
No. Oh my gosh.
I remember the last 2 years ago or not two, whatever. One of the weddings 2 years ago, half the time I missed the ceremony, which isn't great, but I remember there wasn't enough seating in the church and they were like, oh gosh, we don't want to take your seat. And I was like, take it. And we went out into the parking lot and shotgun beers.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll be at the reception.
Yeah. At what age is too old to pregame for a wedding?
I don't think that the people getting married care if you're in the church.
I don't think so either, because they don't notice if you're there or not. Like, they're so nervous. They're walking up the aisle. They're like, okay, what do I look like? My knees are kind of buckling. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, yeah. I mean, it's good to be there.
What's your favorite? What would your wedding be? Because I know what's your favorite wedding that you've seen in TV or movies?
I mean, Crazy Rich Asians.
I haven't seen that.
What, she like walks down the aisle and she's in like ankle deep, you know, water. I'm like, what is going on? Right. And there's like rose petal. Yeah. It's just like so elaborate in the way that, you know, they look at each other and the way that the main character and the main guy, Nick Young or something, the way that they, you know, look at each other, and then you're like, oh, so much love is happening right now.
My ideal wedding or dream wedding is the one in Wedding Crashers. Wedding Crashers was my favorite wedding.
Okay, well, like, you know, he knocks out Zach?
No.
Which wedding? There's 30 of them in there.
I'll get there. This is great. Our fans will love this. No, the wedding where they meet, like, where they meet the girls that they end up dating, like the
and he's like,
where the governor's there.
Tommy O'Shea, I'm ready to get drunk.
Yeah, like the main wedding Wedding Crashers, when they're on the creek side in Easton, Maryland, and that's actually right by Whitney's dad's house.
Okay, so like, but that backyard. So you want a church? Wait, was it in a church?
No, it was a backyard wedding on the water.
Okay,
with like 200 people there.
Oh, right, and it's Whitney's neighbors. Your house or property. Something, right?
Yeah, I like that one. And then there was a wedding I went to, Graham and Anna Hayward's in the Bahamas, which was great, but you didn't get to see it on TV.
Yeah, I think that a destination wedding would be what I would want, but who's
Because you can still invite everyone for because you have to, and know that only the people you want to come will come.
Sure. You know what? That's actually a good way of looking at it.
But there's a difference between going to the Bahamas and going to Europe, because Europe, only a small amount of people come.
Yeah, I just did one in Europe. Well, not just. It was like, you know, 2 years ago. But
all right. Well, let's before we introduce our guest this week, let's throw out a few Charleston recommendations. I was asked, we talk a lot about the restaurants we go to, you know, weekly, but we didn't talk anything about hotels. Where are you sending people if they're coming to Charleston?
Wow. I was not expecting that question, but yeah, something that people just love, love, love is when we talk about Charleston and the recommendations, et cetera. The Restoration Hotel for me, because they have that rooftop, the watch, love it. Love it. Love it. The Restoration has these awesome rooms, and you would think that I'm doing like an ad for them, but I just really, really dig the hotel.
That's interesting. Mine's Dewberry. Dewberry is my go-to. That's where I send people. Citrus rooms up top. The Bennett's great too. I haven't stayed there, but I like the restaurants down below. Charleston Place, and then off the beaten path. I haven't done like the smaller ones on the market.
Zero George. That's where Cam goes. Sick. It's like a boutique-y kind of spot, and like you can normally find it on like a lot of lists. But like normally when people come to town, they're like, I'm going to Bennett, or I'm going to, you know, the Dewberry, because the top of the Dewberry is the Citrus Club, which is where we met our next guest when she was in town.
That's exactly right. That's Austin. Exactly. We were a little late, and we pulled up on the golf cart. And when we walked up to the rooftop bar, her and Justin were on their way out.
Uh-huh.
And the girl we were talking about is none other than Kristen Cavalieri, Laguna Beach and OC alumni, very Cavalieri alumni, and the owner and founder of
Uncommon James.
That's right.
Mother. Entrepreneur, reality TV guru, right? I mean, she's an OG of, you know, the reality TV game.
She is the OG Mean Girl, which I don't think you know about.
I have no idea, because she's been nothing but a sweetheart to me and you. So like, I didn't know. It's funny that you said that to me, because I really, really don't know.
Coming up right after this commercial break, Kristen will be here with us talking about her brand new spring line and everything else that you would want to know from Kristen Cavalieri. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. I don't know about you, Austin, but I cook way more and save way more money by cooking at home than ordering from these restaurant delivery services by using HelloFresh, because they send you all of the ingredients you need. It makes cooking easy, and it's fun to do with someone. When Austin and I were living together, I can tell you HelloFresh really came in handy. It got us cooking together, which was a hilarious roommate activity, and now I use it with my girlfriend.
That's right. Some of the favorites that we cooked when we were together, Craig, because it kind of gets you out of your comfort zone, right? So we cooked a Middle Eastern steak and rice pilaf. We did a chicken sausage rigatoni. Do you remember that night?
I do. That was a fun one, because they make it so easy, and they have these photo recipe cards, which comes with every box and shows you step by step how to do it. So somehow we were able to make pork cutlets in that grape and thyme pan sauce, which we would have never been done without HelloFresh.
We would have never done that without the guidance of HelloFresh. So go to HelloFresh.com/pillowsandbeer10 and use code pillowsandbeer10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. Once again, that's HelloFresh.com/pillowsandbeer10 and use code pillowsandbeer10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Okay, we're back, folks, here with Kristen Cavalieri, founder of Uncommon James, mother to three beautiful children, and OG reality star. What's up, Kristen?
Thank you. So excited to be chatting.
I'm so glad that we are doing this again.
Again. Are you going to tell the viewers why we're doing this again?
I mean, I think we all have our kind of reasons. I think we were new behind the ears. Like, there wasn't really a groove. I think we were
wet behind the ears.
Yeah. We were kind of nervous. I don't know.
We had just kind of come off the reunion. Right. And I was still like riding this like anxiety train hard from Friday or whenever we filmed it. And then we were there on Sunday. And the reason to come and see y'all was because y'all, being the good friends that you are to us, were like, look, we know that it sucks so bad. Like, like, come to Nashville and let's go to dinner and just have fun. And we were like, yes, Craig, let's go.
But I had gotten so drunk at the reunion that I was a little anxious
and scary. Craig was definitely like a ball of like emotions, and I was too, no doubt. And so like, and then, everything kind of just came together to where we were like, you know, in our feels, I think.
How did you feel about that first time, Kristen?
Well, I thought you guys were great. I mean, I know that it was your first podcast. I thought you guys did a great job. We had a ton of fun. I think maybe some things were said that we all left going like, I don't know if it's the best thing to say. Yeah. A lot of stuff has happened since we filmed that. And so I actually think it's good that we're going to do this, and maybe we can clear up some rumors or some drama or whatever, but I'm excited to talk about it all.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's funny because it just seems like our lives are like something's always going on, and yeah, it might have to do with the partners that we have in life for those times, but man, it's been a dramatic few weeks.
I think it's called being dramatic.
Like, from my perspective, well, I wouldn't say you guys have, but Justin and I came to Charleston, and Craig, I have to call you out because I feel like this whole like sliding into your DM thing is you doing damage control at home, which I totally get why you have
but
to
see,
do that.
But see, that was between you and Austin, really. Like, I never said it. It was never meant to be insinuated like that. I would say, and you know, and
I didn't take it like that either.
I thought
funny,
it was,
which I guess just shows, I don't know what it shows.
Yeah, well, because maybe we don't understand like the term. Like,
a DM doesn't always have to be like, ooh, she slid in. I don't think that way.
Yeah. Okay,
so from my perspective, so Justin, my best friend, you guys have been speaking, you sent us a bunch of whatnot. So I DM'd you, slid into the DMs, and I said, thank you for the masks. We're coming to Charleston in a month or whatever it was. And I was like, I think we're all going to hang out because you guys had already had this connection with Justin. It wasn't romantic. It wasn't flirty. You never told me you had a girlfriend because it never got to that place.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
Come up.
Yes. Right. And that's so I'm just going to eliminate the word slide from my, my vocabulary. Cause that's not, yeah, exactly what you said. Justin's been a big fan of the company for a while. Through that, we became friends. You guys were coming to Charleston and we had an amazing time. But yes, it was never,
it was never like flirty or no one hooked up with anyone. Nothing ever happened. We had a really good time.
Right, right.
And it turned into a shitstorm.
But
what happened?
Well, Austin's, I've named her Scorpion. Scorpion happened. She came along and she got involved. And I think if she never got involved, we would have just continued being friends.
I mean, basically, Kristen, you know, you and I texted each other and we were like, sucks that our exes are so jealous that they tried to torpedo our friendship. Like, so ridiculous. They didn't have to overreact. They didn't have to do any of that. The fact that, you know, their jealousy our friendship is ridiculous.
It is the weirdest situation I have ever been a part of. That I can 100% say. And the fact that it's still going on to some degree is like, I it really has nothing to do with me. And
or me, except for the fact that you and I hung out like with a group. And like, because that happened, because I was, you know, next to you like at dinner or something and all those things happened. And we laughed it off, you know, every single time. But for all of that to happen and then to have our names spoken about over and over and over, I'm like, no. When you talk about this, like, you know, little bit of drama, like, don't include me in it. Like, that's not my circus anymore.
Yeah, it really has nothing to do with us. So.
Well, with that said, where are the chickens? Were the chickens yours or were they your exes?
To do with us. Hold on. It has nothing to do with us.
You guys can't film it. They're running around my front yard right now.
Really?
I have 5 chickens. Yeah.
That's amazing. I want to have chickens here. Oh, a side note that I did tell Kristen the first time we recorded together was, speaking of crushes or kindergarten crushes, it was really funny because I grew up watching Kristen's shows, Laguna Beach. And then were you on the Hills the first go around?
Yeah.
So we were, Austin and I were out in LA doing upfronts for NBC. And we were on this red carpet in this giant like warehouse. And I got off the carpet and one of our handlers came over and I looked at the red carpet at the girl that went behind me. And I was like, who is that girl? And she's like, that's Kristen Cavallari from Very Cavallari, whatever. And I was like, no fucking way. I was like, because you looked amazing. And then obviously I was too shy to go up.
I was starstruck.
And say hi. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it was amazing. Funny. Because it's, yeah. So.
Well, maybe I should have slid into the DMs. Just kidding.
Damn. Kidding. Stop. Is there any... So what show, this is kind of funny. What show would you be more likely to appear on, ours or the reboot of The Hills?
I tell you what, man, I can't handle you guys. And I think I'm equipped for Southern Charm. I gotta tell you.
I mean, Kristen, it is funny, but like every year when we begin to film or whatever, you know, sometimes we're like, well, what's going on? Like, I don't know if there's like enough drama, and lo and behold, drama just surfaces everywhere. I mean, I can't help the fact that I'm, you know, dramatic, and obviously, you know, my ex is dramatic, and Craig's yeah, it just happens every year, and I'm like, wait, that went from 0 to 60 like that.
Yeah, I'd say you guys really cleaned up this season. I have to do an episode of The Hills. I'm flying to LA on Friday to go film an episode, so
congratulations.
That's, I guess, awesome. I mean, congratulations, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know what you say with that. You know, you're I'm sorry.
No, seriously, because like...
No, I'm actually really excited. It'll be fun to see the crew. When I was doing Very Cavallari, Heidi and Audrina came on my show, and so we swapped episode for episode. But because of COVID and everything, we're like finally now just getting around to it. So...
Oh, that's so cool. Wait, yeah, I'm excited. So is this like a season 3 or 4 of The Hills or something? Okay. Or...
The second season of the reboot.
The second season of the reboot, like first episode of the second season kind of thing?
No, they've been filming. I have no idea what number episode I'll be. But I start stirring up, you know? Maybe I'll be... I don't know.
I wonder how...
I have anxiety for
how
you.
How far... Whatever. I feel like Kristen embraces it kind of like...
Well, yeah, I mean, she grew up in... It's definitely easier, you know, for her. She's a natural...
Like, okay, I'm doing one episode. I'm like, I'm going to film 2 days. Do I go in and just stir the pot? And then I'm like, see ya. Or, you know what I mean? Because it's like, it's one episode.
I feel like that's in our nature.
Yes.
Right?
It just is. Like, you're not going to bite your tongue. And then someone's going to say something about, like, the drama, like, 2 weeks ago. And you're just going to be like, all right, I'm just going to burn this whole place down. Like, so...
Wait. Okay. So, but you talked to me like I'm some sort of like a newbie, you know, with it. So obviously Craig and I know Spencer and Heidi because we did their podcast. And then who do you have a past with on The Hills?
Most people. And so it's actually a lot of people that are on it are either Hills cast members or Laguna Beach. So
all right, sorry. Romantically.
Oh, romantically.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Sorry.
Brody. I only have a connection to Brody.
Okay. Did you really not watch? Remember?
No. And you and I met Brody on your birthday night when we were out there, right? Because we went there with Barbie and
he didn't let us, or we didn't give a shit. No. But
he actually couldn't have been nicer. He was very like, you know, nice. He was like, hey, you know, welcome. You know, whatever bottles that, you know, you want, come on. And I saw a picture of him recently. He's got this like long freaking surfer hair. I'm like, this guy.
He does have long hair right now. I follow him on Instagram. He just put it in
Get you going?
No, it doesn't. But the man bun was cute. I was like, okay, I get it. Okay. I get your whole thing. But I'll see him and let you know how it goes.
Yeah, that'll be a fun catch up.
Okay, so one thing that we all bonded over the first night we all went to dinner was that, you know, we do have this reality connection. And I think similarly, like Justin and I and the two of you, we like, there's like two types of reality stars. It's like people that bring it, they know what they have to do. Like it's a job and they come in ready and willing and able to do these things. And then there's other people that just kind of go on it and like expect the world to open up for them, but they don't want to do anything about it. And I think that we all relate in the sense that like, we're filming a TV show, it's entertainment. Let's have fun and let's make the most of it. And let's give the people what they want. And so I kind of love that about you guys.
Yeah. And Craig's like, you know, big line. He's like, Austin, I'm doing my job.
Yeah. And, it is a job.
Well, but see, and I said before we brought you in, I think one of the reasons we bonded so well too is there's a lot to this life that we don't get to talk about with other people, because you would just sound like a douchebag, because they're like, oh, you know, and like,
we all can't they did was sit around all night and talk about their show.
No,
and
bitch about something. No, but it's not that. I'm saying like all of the things that we can't say. Like, I can't say my normal rundown of like, oh, you work this long, you make this much, blah, 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 blah. Like, you can't complain to other people about that, because they'd be like, cry me a river. But you're like, yeah. I don't know. Like, everyone saw me and my girl, or my, you know, at whoever you are, me and my girlfriend fight on national TV all the time. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah, or, it's a lot. And we definitely all sat there and commiserated together and laughed and laughed and laughed literally the entire dinner long. I remember at one point I was like in tears with Justin, because we were talking about something. I don't even know what, but it was just like, it
turned.
And like, that's what it's all about. Right. So like, you know, we commiserated, we had some cocktails, of course.
And that's something else that we all have in common, is we've done our best to transform or convert our time on television into really successful companies. I think you and Justin arguably are obviously are much ahead of me and Austin in that world. And I guess everyone kind of has their story about that. So who is James, and
how did
you get started?
This is a good question. Who is James?
And how did you?
Okay. So Uncommon James. James is my daughter's middle name. And I just knew that when I launched Uncommon James, when I knew I was going to do jewelry, I wanted to have James in the name. I wanted it to just be James, but that would be really hard to trademark, obviously. So it was my 30th birthday, and I was with a bunch of friends. We were just spitballing names and came up with Uncommon James. But it's the thing I'm most proud of professionally, and I'm so happy that I decided to launch Uncommon James. And that was why I went back to reality TV and I did Very Cavallari, was just for that exposure, because as you guys know, you can't buy that kind of exposure that reality TV gets you. So I did Very Cavallari for 3 seasons. I was so happy that I did it, because it really catapulted the company to the next level. And I kind of feel like I got what I needed from it, so I was able to walk away.
That was, it's like you've given that answer before. That was very, very good and very, like, you know, direct.
You guys give me like in a professional sense.
but naming the company is one of the hardest things. And it can hold people up for years. I'm being like, it was kind of cool though. Crazy. And not, obviously you can't plan any of this. And if you do, then you're just a genius. But it was funny when shit was hitting the fan 2 weeks ago, and everyone would go to your page to see if you were commenting on it, and it was your new launch. And I was like, hell yeah, Kristen, congrats.
I'll tell you, when all this shit was going on, all I did was post about Uncommon James when my views were up.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Austin was golfing with his parents.
I was playing golf with my parents, and everyone was like, oh, touche, you little.
Well, we have one of your candles here. We fucking love it that you surprise us with. Yeah, that would be awesome. Tell everyone that's listening that doesn't know exactly, tell us a little bit about the company.
Yeah, so Uncommon James started as a jewelry brand, and it's really morphed into a lifestyle brand. So we have a lot of home decor. I actually have Little James, which is baby and kid clothing as well. And all the jewelry is just very dainty and effortless. And I just want people to be able to throw on these pieces, not think about it too much, and just go. Because, you know, the modern woman, as you guys know, has no time to get ready in the morning because we're doing a million things.
Can I hear
a modern woman?
I'm curious. And obviously, you know, it's not that. I don't know. I'll just ask it. Do you think that doing this show with your ex had any effect on the outcome of your relationship? Or did it just speed up like strain that would have come out eventually?
So I get this question a lot, and I can honestly say it did not affect our relationship at all, good or bad. And in fact, I think what happened was I wanted to do Very Cavallari for the company, and also because things were not good between us and I was unhappy and I wanted to throw myself into work. And that's just, you know, an honest answer. But no, Jay and I had a lot of issues, and we had a lot of issues for years, and we loved each other so much. That was never our issue, but sometimes love isn't enough, and we just couldn't make it work. But the show had zero impact on our relationship. In fact, it probably more connected longer than we would have been, because we were forced to have conversations.
See, I don't know. And that's an amazing answer. And it's good that you know that for sure. Cause I don't even know if I can answer that question on my past relationship yet.
I think it's a great question, Craig. And you just kind of blindsided me with that. Kristen, I mean, you being able to say that it didn't, I think, is on the rare side.
Completely. And also, by the way, reality TV messed up friendships for me. It messed up relationships back in the day. So, and it's very easy to see how things would get twisted in your head or how producers come in and mess with things and words get twisted. It's very easy for it to mess with relationships. And I was, you know, I was worried about that with Jay as well. But Jay and I, we were, I don't know how to explain it. Like, we kept him at an arm's length. And also I was an executive producer. So I was involved in every creative conversation, editing, not necessarily editing, but I could get things taken out, which I did a few, and that really helped too. So it was easier for us than like when I was on Laguna Beach or the Hills where I was a kid and like producers were just messing with us.
Well, and
that is interesting to hear you say that, Kristen, because you were so young, and I'm sure that then you're like, oh, this is so fun. And like, you know, producers could just dance, puppets dance. And you know, of course you were like, yes, I'll dance for you.
Yeah.
I'm like, you didn't have to worry about like him dating you, him being married to you to be on TV, which some people do have to worry about that.
Yeah. You guys are in the thick of that.
Yeah. Well, it's actually funny because, you know, not really naming anyone in specific, but Craig and I feel like every single time that we begin to date someone, or I'm like, hey, you know, this person, you know, Craig always questions everyone that I've ever dated, you know, motive, you know, since I've known him.
You have to.
I know, Krista, but that like makes you jaded kind of, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know if jaded is the right word, but I think it just makes you a realist. Like, it's
That's exactly. You have to be aware.
All right.
I don't think I've ever said that to you.
Okay. But I think
Shep says it.
I think that both of y'all know that I am like, you know, naive and like, you're not in the sense that I'm like, but like, I'm like, I want to believe the best, and I'm like, no, you're an
idealist.
That would be such like a long con to, you know, do that. And I think that both y'all would laugh at me.
And people will put in the effort. By the way, not naming names, someone on your show was repeatedly asking one of my soon to be ex husband to come on your show over and over and over. So
stop.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't go into it for that reason, but their priority to, I mean, I have history with, I think like there can be serious.
Still, you're saying we were filming still.
Yeah. I think the next season, that's what she was trying to get.
Oh my God.
Well, sometimes like this girl just wants me to like be seen with her and all that.
Yeah. Which it's crazy. And sometimes I think the priority of wanting to be on TV takes over, you know, the relationship, and they put that ahead of it. And then it's just like, cause I feel like me and Austin are softies and we're actually are in relationships for the right reasons, but you know, it just brings in,
I don't know stuff. How to like manipulate. I'm not a manipulator.
I mean, I would 100% have you obviously on the show, Krista. That would be amazing too. But my motives of talking to you weren't led with that. And that's kind of the difference.
Right. Exactly. No, I know. It's a real thing that you guys are going through with dating. And
it's so tough, right? Because they want to see it.
Even if you're not filming, because now you have notoriety, people will still, you know, it will forever follow you to some degree.
But I mean, at the end of the day, this is another good question. Would you change anything with like your TV history?
No. And I mean, there were, you know, obviously really good times and there were really hard times too, but no. And as cliche as it is, I think that everything you go through, there's a lesson in it. You grow from it and everything happens for a reason. And it's ultimately gotten me where I am today. And so no, nothing in my life do I regret. I think there's moments I'm not proud of necessarily, but
I'm with you. I feel the exact same.
I really do. Cause sometimes like I sit there and I'm like, oh, that was so terrible. And last season they showed that thing so many times or like, you know, I dated, you know, this person and oh my God. And then I just kind of think, I'm like, well, this is exactly like you are exactly where you are supposed to be, even if you're not proud of a lot of things that, you know, you did, which of course, you know, when you're on TV or, you know, whatever, there are many things that you're not proud of, you know, doing and things get kind of shown. And But yeah, like all of a sudden you sit back and you're like, well, that taught me something and now I'm better for it. Or now I'm here because that actually happened. So the craziness can sometimes, you know, work out in your benefit, I guess.
Yeah. It all makes sense. Yeah.
Well, on a, I mean, these are all fun notes, but we were telling the listeners a little earlier about when you and Justin came to Charleston and how that was just an absolute blast that set off this entire friendship. Do you want to tell, because people are always asking us, what should we do when we get to Charleston, blah, blah, blah. What would your Charleston tips be? And you can include the Craig and Austin golf cart tour too, if you'd like.
We had quite the tour on a golf cart, which I have to say was probably the highlight of my trip. we went to Halls and we went to a house party, which I got to say, I haven't been at a house party with like 20-year-olds in a long time, but
right, they weren't 20, were they?
It was like, yeah, they were younger. Well, it was like 25.
It was like, Taylor and her friends. Yeah, it was like, you know, Shep's your girlfriend.
No, we had so much fun. And I mean, Austin, like what you said earlier, we just laughed at dinner and we just had so much fun. And the four of us and Craig, your girlfriend, was there too. I feel like we just really bonded immediately and we have this bond now forever. And so Justin and I always talk about how much we love you guys and how much we love our friendship.
And the same. And that's the best feeling too, because a lot of times you just know it pretty quickly and you're just like, these are going to be people that are in our lives for a pretty long time. And you know, it's funny because yeah, we do have the television connection and maybe it gives us like access to each other a little better, but it's always just as funny when you actually become friends, because even people that we're on the same network with, like, yeah, like people assume we have some connection or whatever, but like last year at BravoCon, we all got to meet each other and we were like, this is awesome. There's like 70 people here. That
is cool.
You know, something that I want to say too, which is so funny, because, you know, Craig has mentioned it to me before and he was like, I bet that kind of like, you know, gave you some confidence. And I was like, well, you know, what do you mean? And he's like, well, not to dive in like, you know, too much to like the relationship that I was in, but it was like, we hung out with y'all and we all four just got together or got along so well, and it was just like, this is why, Craig, people like to hang out with
you. Can
us.
Tell her, like, so you can tell her why in a not too bad way, but in Austin's relationship it's come to terms that he was told that a lot of people didn't like him and he was kind of just told that he wasn't cool, wasn't good enough, blah blah blah, and then he went to dinner with you guys and had a blast, and it sounds silly, but he was like, wait, I am pretty cool, people like me. And I was like, yes, Craig,
Austin, you know? Aches my freaking heart. We love you so much. You're such a great guy. The fact that someone was feeding this shit to you, like, absolutely kills me. That kills me.
And it killed me too. And I was like, Craig, that was just so, you know. And Craig was like, yes, Austin, people like us. And I was like,
well, and it kind of came out too that that wasn't the only, it was bad, you know. And you start to see like why Austin was in this dark place. And yeah, you know, he could have gotten himself out of it if, whatever, it's never any one person's fault, but it's really fun to see him now, like, really coming out of this dark place.
And so, and, you know, even when all this shit just went down, Kristen, I mean, you know, oh my God, couldn't open my phone without just like, okay, I'm taking a break from Instagram. Like, the fact that now we're like, you know what, we're going to come back full circle and do this, exactly what we're doing right now, and talk to each other and let everyone know just how good of friends that, you know, we all are.
Exactly. Yep. Yep, we just had a fun night. We made some new friends, and then all of a sudden, it all blew up in our face.
Oh my gosh! And did it ever? But, I mean, Kristen, you and I were everywhere. Everywhere I looked was like, "Is Austin dating Kristen?" Is all, you know? And I'm like, "Oh, don't read the comments, Austin. Don't read the comments. Don't read the comments." Yeah, don't read the
comments. I stopped reading my comments maybe 2 years ago. It's been the most best thing I've done.
Yeah,
but I mean, to I told like
6 months ago.
But I've told people. I would say that something that surprised me about you, though, which it just did for some reason, because we've met a lot of different people and everyone's different with fans. But when we were out to dinner that night, you ended up wandering away from our table and saying hi to everyone else in the restaurant and taking pictures. And it was great. And because I love doing that, too. And I don't know. I think some people that have watched you in the past, just on like other shows, they might not bet that you would be that outgoing and friendly with fans and stuff. And wait, you were.
Are you the bitch, Kristen? Are you the bitch on this show?
She was.
on which one?
Both, Laguna Beach and the hills.
Oh, really? You were the like take no prisoners or like, you know, breaking hearts.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You don't get that from me at all?
No. See, that's what I'm saying. I don't get that from you at all.
I can play it out.
See, that's so funny to me because like, yeah, like if you come across as, you know, the bitch or like the heartbreaker, sure. I you know, can see that, but I've never thought of you like, oh, Kristen's like a hardened, you know, criminal.
No, she was a...
I had someone tell me back when I was probably 18 or 19, and they were like, the best advice I can give you is to meet as many people as possible because I was so different than my image on the show. I was like, geez, really?
No, true, true. And you know, I'd be lying 1,000%, you know, if I didn't, you know, hear people say that. They're like, oh my gosh. Hey, oh my God, you're so tall.
Yeah.
So much better looking in person.
Yes. Yes.
But I tell Austin that about the podcast too.
Is that bad?
Like, anything you can do to get your... you know, to let people know you more than what they get to see on television. Like that's good. Yeah. As long as you're not for everyone on our show. Some people meet some people on our show and they're like, wow, I liked him a lot better on TV.
Wow. No, and why'd you say him, Craig?
You guys are
who you're talking about.
You guys are so down to earth, just normal, fun, cool guys. And so I agree. I think that I'm happy you guys have a podcast and I saw it's doing so well and I'm so happy for you guys.
Thanks.
But that's not by chance. I mean, I think that, you know, people really love you guys and Austin, it sounds like you, especially, you need to remember that you guys are great.
You know, doing this for sure, Craig, right? I mean, it's just what you said. It's
Our producer just said, you're not lying, Craig. My sister likes you more now too, after listening to the podcast, because people they don't always get the whole, picture.
They could view you in one way.
That's an important thing though. And is there anything else that you wanted to, I know we got to clear up the Kristen never came onto me or slid into my DMs. She was just being a friend and we're now great friends. But was there anything else? Because I know some stuff was said about that and a lot of stuff was said about that night that wasn't true, but I didn't know if you had anything else you wanted to say, obviously.
No, I mean, honestly, I've been for the most part laughing at this whole situation. And again, most of it has nothing to do with any of us.
With us, no.
Here. Yeah. You know, it is what it is, but no, I love you guys. I'm really happy you came on and we can clear this up and let's just keep moving forward and focusing on what.
That and let's collaborate on something maybe one day. If that would be so
Kristen
fun.
And Craig, like, you know, pillow or something of some sort would be awesome.
Or like, do you make men's jewelry?
No, but you guys could do something for us.
I would love to do like a chain or a bracelet or something.
Okay,
what would
do
you
it.
Do?
I wouldn't do a chain, but probably like a bracelet.
Okay. All right.
Not a chain.
Good.
That's up Craig's alley.
Yeah. I love chains. I mean, look, we're here with Kristen Cavalieri of Uncommon James and so many other projects and a great friend of ours. And I don't know. I miss you already. It's crazy.
Got to get together.
Did you hear Craig's podcast voice right there? He just turned into a very soothing Craig. Listen to the smooth and easy jazz. No,
that's what you do.
I know I do that now.
So sexy.
And what I think is so, so important is that we all just like you said, we just move forward and we keep on having fun together. Forward. And there's no like let them talk. Let them talk about nothing.
It's like has nothing to do with us. So let them talk.
All right, and then we're going to be getting dinner soon.
Yes, we will.
All of us together again and have another
dancing soon. Well, yeah, Kristen, on that note, why don't you tell us about your spring line before you leave us and we'll let you get on with your day.
All right. So the spring line is a daydream theme. I designed it in quarantine, right in the beginning of quarantine. And like everybody else, I was just sitting there going like, oh, I miss all my friends and I want to be traveling here and going there. So I was just daydreaming about all the stuff I wanted to do when we came out of quarantine. I honestly thought by now we would all be out and the world would be open by now. So kind of crazy that we're still in it. But it's very true to Uncommon James. It's all very dainty, effortless, minimal pieces that you can mix and match with anything you already own in your own closet. So
do you have a favorite piece of the new line?
So I do. We have this one necklace. It's like three. Speaking of chains, it's these three chains, but it's one necklace. And it's this big chunky piece. That's sort of like the only thing you need as a girl just to throw it on with a t-shirt, or you could dress it up. So that's my favorite.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen you wear that a lot.
So, I mean, this is kind of like a blanket question, right? And you don't have to give me your like five part answer, you know, but like, how do you plan to continue to kind of grow your business and the trajectory that it's going?
Yeah. I mean, so what I did back in March and April was I hired an executive team. I used a recruiting company and I went out and found the best of the best. So I have a marketing guy from Magnolia. COO is from FabFitFun. And I, because I think that, you know, I did a really great job of growing the company and, you know, my staff where it was. And now I needed the big guns to come in and help me continue to grow it. And I think you're only as good as your team. So I think it's about who you hire too.
Well, and that's what happened with me was, which took me out of the room we're sitting in now to kind of the bigger leagues and moving up, was my two partners. And I've told Austin that, and he's in that process. And I preach that all the time. I wouldn't be where I am today without the team. But one concern that I do have is, you know, people buy the pillows, and sometimes I worry. I'm like, okay, cool. They have my pillows. Like, now what? And so it's funny that Austin said that, because growth is actually, if I had one fear about my company in my head, is how to continue growing. So it's funny you said that.
Yeah.
Customer acquisition. You got to put all your, I think like all of us, it comes down to marketing, you know? And so you got to, it's all about reach, customer reach, and finding more and more.
Of course. And just like you said, you know, I mean, the platform that we're able to possess, like, cannot be overlooked.
You can't buy that kind of marketing. You really can't.
Then when you turn when we turn fans of the show though into fans of Trop Hop or Sewing Down South, or like you've turned fans of all of your shows into Uncommon James, like, that's fun too, because then you see your returning customer rate and they really enjoy buying what you're selling.
I mean, like at that point, it's like, they're not just like a fan of like, oh my God, I love your show. They're like, I love you. Right.
Yeah.
And that is cool to see.
Yes. That's a great feeling. Absolutely. Yeah. Just keep talking about it on Southern Charm. Talk about it as much as you can. I'm going to be gifting Heidi and Audrina a little Uncommon James bags on the hills this weekend.
Nice. Of course. You definitely should.
So I will say that I always had a crush on Audrina when I was really younger, like as a teen.
Beautiful.
And you guys were on. And then Heidi and Spencer was one of the more interesting
Spencer
days.
Spencer was known as like a crazy person.
Yeah, right? Well, Spencer, because I had always, like, in
he
my
was
head.
Totally normal to us.
And I told him this. I was like, you, in my head, I was just like, when they told us we were doing Heidi and Spencer's podcast, we were like, what? Why would we be going with those crazy people? And then it ended up being a blast. And they were great.
They're the best. They're so fun. I love them so much.
No, honestly, you know, after meeting them, you know, who knows if Spencer is just like a pro or whatever, but like to us, Craig, he was like, I love y'all show. It is awesome. One of my favorites on the show. And he's like, okay, what I need from you guys is to both just go out there and just date as many chicks as you possibly can. And I was just laughing because I was like, okay, I just began to date, you know, this person. But like, he was just like, you know, cracking me up. And when we left, I was like, do you think he actually, you know, watches, or he was just like, you know, really good at what he was doing and saying?
He 100% watches.
Cause he does that rundown of the show in Florida, Siesta Key, like every week. Okay. Like he's into it. I don't know. Everything about this has been great, except that we don't get to go to dinner now.
I know. Oh, we have to plan something. We got to plan a trip.
Good.
We will.
And yeah, we'll plan it in, the group chat. You know, that's what I always say to my buddies, you know, when I get off the phone with them, I'm like, all right, I'll see you in the group chat.
And yeah.
That's basically what's going to happen here. I'll see you in the group chat.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We love you to death.
Hi, Kristen.
This
love
is fun.
You.
Yeah. And maybe, is there any chance that in the future we'll hear from you again on here?
Absolutely.
All right. A pillows and beer regular.
But this time I'll come. We'll do it in person.
Yes. Right. Well, tell everyone your Instagram, website, stuff like that. And
okay. See. So Instagram's just Kristen Cavallari, and then uncommonjames.com.
Thanks, Kristen. We appreciate it so much. Love you so much. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, DMs of the week.
All right, Craig, let's talk about blue light. we've been in quarantine. I've been looking at a laptop and my phone screen way more than I ever had before. So Felix Gray, the glasses that they sent us, are an amazing source of blocking out blue light. Phones, tablets, computers, TV, Kindles, and even LED light bulbs are shown to emit more blue light than their incandescent counterparts.
It's funny you say that, Austin, because recently I've had headaches. My vision's been a little blurry. Almost like when I was in law school, reading off my computer for hours a day. But now, with everything we're doing today, my tired eyes and especially my trouble sleeping have really been annoying. Especially my terrible habit of looking at my phone at night. And all of that exposure to blue light can impact melatonin secretion, which we all know is a hormone that regulates sleep. So to fix all that, man, I'm really excited. I got some Felix Gray blue light glasses. They block out the blue light. I got the black Jemison style. I've never been a glasses guy, but I think I kind of look sophisticated in these.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm wearing glasses right now. And I got the Harrows. And I got those because it's like a different sort of style that I've never used before. It's like a clear frame. It's a different shape. I think that they're really cool, to be honest.
I haven't taken mine off since I got them, at least not inside the house. And I really do feel that I'm sleeping better. I'm not as tired at night, or it doesn't take me as long to fall asleep. And I don't have those headaches in the morning from all that blue light emission.
The original optical lenses relieve most eye strain symptoms from daily screen time, Craig.
And the more advanced sleep glasses relieve serious daily eye strain and were especially designed for late night screen time to improve sleep, which we're all guilty of.
So finally, a pair of glasses designed for the 21st century. Go to felixgrayglasses.com/pillowsandbeer to shop glasses that work as hard as you do. That's F-E-L-I-X-G-R-A-Y glasses.com/pillowsandbeer. Free shipping, free exchanges, 30-day money back guarantee. FelixGrayGlasses.com/pillowsandbeer.
Austin, I don't know about you, but I would assume you're like me and you like to keep things trimmed up, especially with Valentine's Day coming up.
Of course, Craig. What just came in the mail, my friend?
Our package of Manscaped's newest products. And honestly, it took me a while to give them a shot, but they're amazing. And it's really making it a lot easier, which when it's easier to stay trimmed down there and Manscaped, you're going to do it more often. And there's nothing better than being clean for your lady.
Let me tell you what just happened. I opened this package and the immediate phrase says, "Your balls will thank you."
And they do. They have, there's a ball cologne and there's a ball cleanser and a ball deodorant.
Yes.
And okay, a ball refresher.
So what we just got, Craig, was the Lawnmower 3.0, which makes below the waist grooming easier than ever. If you thought that the 2.0 was amazing, Craig, well, be prepared to be impressed. You want to read some features here?
It's waterproof, skin safe technology, high power, low vibration. It's got an LED light, which honestly is so helpful, and an ergonomic design, no slip grip. Kind of looks like a toy, but it's not, but it handles like a toy. This brand is a gift to all men when it comes to hygiene. Take your growing grooming to the next level with the Lawnmower 3.0. Use our code PILLOWSANDBEER not only for free shipping, but 20% off your entire order at checkout. That's PILLOWSANDBEER, 20% off, and free shipping. All right, we're back, folks. Austin's favorite little segment, DMs of the week. Well, at least he's got a lot more to contribute to this than myself right now.
I just think it's funny because funny things happen in the DMs. Let's see. Okay. There are a few that I think are very funny other than so many DMs that were like, "I'll go to Outback with you anytime." And, you know, I'm a cool girl and I like Bloomin' Onions, et cetera, et cetera. And like, where should we go to eat? These are ones that kind of stuck out to me. They're kind of funny. I had a man DM me and say, "You should chill with me and my girl the next time that we're in Charleston," with a devil face emoji. I'm like, okay, I haven't been propositioned for a threesome before. And I know that all of you out there are like, "Well, that's not true." But not by a man, let's say. That that was funny. I was like, okay. And I'm pretty sure that you got that same DM too, Craig. I had someone who reached out to me, and this was this was a shot. This was a Steph Curry beyond the arc shot. I got cheated on this week. Do you know anybody cool that I could rebound with? I'm going to be in Charleston this weekend for my sister's 21st. I'm like,
that's a good one.
Is it?
I think so, because it's obviously being indirect on purpose, but also, I don't know, it's different. And it's like,
yeah,
instead of saying I'm obsessed with you or blah, 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 okay, which is all nice, but it's the indirect thing. Like,
but like, what, like, did she actually think that I was going to, you know, respond to her and be like, actually I had this really chill buddy of mine who's like totally chill. And no,
she's talking about you, dummy.
I know, but like, yeah. Okay. What about this one? Because I actually responded to this one, Craig.
Okay. So these are the ones I'm curious about.
Okay. I responded to this one, and we've spoken a bit. Her intro: I hate baseball players. Is that a good sign?
That's pretty. And you responded. What'd you respond?
And I said, well, it's definitely a start. And she said, you got to start somewhere. And then we kept on talking. Okay. Now I have to make fun of myself. Cause I said to her a little later in the conversation, okay, and this is things to not say, right? And like, I laughed about it. I took a screenshot cause I was like, okay, I'm talking about things that, you know, you should say, things that you shouldn't say.
You knew it was coming up in DMs of the week.
Yeah. I said, okay, listen to my podcast. Let me know if you laugh or not. Cause at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And she, you know, responded, and you know, it's totally normal. And then I said, oh my God, also that might be the worst line to ever say to a girl. And I'm for sure going to remember that. Hey, you should listen to my podcast. That's and hit amazing. Me up afterwards.
We've only had a podcast for 3 weeks and you're already saying, listen to my podcast.
Things to not say to girls when you're hitting on them.
The guy I picture when I think of the pickup line, listen to my podcast, looks exactly like you.
Oh man. I was like, oh,
it doesn't.
I was like, you said that and she read it. You can't take it back. Like, you said that. But you know,
did
she play?
Did it turn into flirty banter?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
So it got somewhere.
Yeah. It was funny. Someone called my mom a horcrux. And I was like, okay. And Craig doesn't know what that is, but that's a Harry Potter thing.
That's one of your Harry Potter references, which we have to talk about next week, your obsession with Harry Potter.
Okay. I do want to say this. I mean, I'm looking at Craig right now. He's scrolling, and yes, his phone is jam-packed. But someone did say this, and I do want to kind of clear it up, because I've gotten a lot of DMs like this, and people are like, look, my profile is private because of work and because of this, or I got hacked. I understand, and I'm not saying that, you know, we're not saying like anything bad, Craig, right? But it's like,
we're trying to increase your chances of getting a response. Is you're obviously going to look at the pictures of the person just because it's a small little circle on the screen.
Right. And so then immediately you're like, okay, I don't know what to do with this. You know, moving on.
And I will say that compliments aren't bad. You know, like this person said, you know, I've never messaged someone before, blah, 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 but I love the show, love the podcast. I mean, it makes us smile and we really enjoy that. I think I see what's your favorite thing at McDonald's. I honestly, if I was single, maybe would answer that. I think that's pretty funny.
See, that's great. That's great.
What's your favorite thing at McDonald's is good. I think.
Okay. Now do we.
What's your favorite vegetable? That's creepy. I don't like that. And I'm not going to answer
that. I got that one too, Craig. That's funny. I didn't take a picture of it because I was like, okay, you know, moving on. Someone said, are your allergies acting up because you look like you could use some vitamin D?
Oh, that's pretty funny. Yeah, so I will say that like
not enough.
I would never respond to a pickup line though. That is one thing. So I'd say that question, what's your favorite thing at McDonald's? Or like, I'd love to go on a double date, you know, with you and Austin at Outback, something like that.
Love that.
I'm going to respond to, but I've just always thought pickup lines were cheesy. And I think once the online dating or the app dating took off and everyone was trying to come up with creative ways to message someone.
Yeah.
I get it, but
like, I've done it.
I mean, I was a Hey Stranger guy back in college. Okay. I was Hey Stranger.
You know what I've done, you know, recently is I say, do you remember? And then they're like, remember what? And I'm like, the 21st night of September.
I mean, Do you remember is better than the full pickup line at first, but yeah, I guess that's how it has to be done.
What about if a girl sends you an emoji of a dog and then says, sorry about my dog. He loves sliding into cute boys' DMs.
I think it's my favorite. You like that? It's my favorite one, really? But again, I don't know if I would respond to a pickup line. That one would get my attention. I would be like, okay, that was funny. Except that we saw it on Barstool like 2 months ago. It's not.
I've seen it. A original. Lot of places, and I think it's very funny.
I would say, what's the DM challenge this week? Are we going to do pickup lines, or send us your most creative message without it being a cheesy pickup line?
I feel so bad because people are like, they're training us how to slide into their DMs. Those sneaky geniuses.
But with COVID, I mean, I definitely always met my people at the bar. Like, people that I would hang out with and start hanging. I mean, it was at the bar, or... I don't know.
Meet anyone at the bar. You are so shy.
But that's where I would meet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, well, I wouldn't go up to them first. I would have a friend go up first. Duh. And then I was the second.
Hey, my boy over there thinks you're cute.
No, I would just be like, is my friend bothering you? Yeah. He gets like this sometimes. Yeah. Like, let's do a shot.
That is so your move.
That, or if I say like, buy me a shot, or like, throw
buy
like
me a shot
in a funny way and they start laughing, and then you hand them a shot and you're like, whatever, I'm just kidding. That might, and then I used to throw ice at people to get their attention and then just not talk to them until the end of the night. But you know, yeah, I was shy in a big world. I was in a small town in a big world.
Just you know, you're like a Dan Humphrey.
But
like,
I will say that
boy.
I used any day I did have Tinder first came out, but it was used at that point to find out if people you already knew think you were attractive. I will say I'm having a blast doing this with you, Austin. I feel like we've gained so many new friends out of it because we really do consider you guys friends that are out there listening, and can't wait to record next week from Outback Steakhouse.
As a continuation of what Craig just said, we have texted each other many times. Some of the best things that we've gotten from y'all, and one of the biggest compliments is when someone says, like, I literally feel like I'm hanging out with you too, and I find myself like, you know, yelling at like, you know, the podcast or something, like, no, what about this movie, or you know,
while like, in the shower, yeah, or on a car ride,
and I think that is like the best compliment that you can get, like, hey, I feel like I'm actually hanging out with y'all. So thank you so much, and
we want to thank Kristen again and encourage all of y'all to listen next week. So until then, more pillows and beer.